mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Debbie wants to get her husband Joel for his birthday because it falls right around Thanksgiving. Now, Joel is not happy that the family's going out for Thanksgiving dinner, so I'm going to call him from the completely made-up restaurant and not make him feel any better.
Hello?
Good morrow, good sir. Might I speak with Debbie?
Good morrow, good sir? No, Debbie's my wife, and she's not here.
I'm calling because ye hath a Thanksgiving dinner reservation.
We made a reservation. Who is it?
Yes, this is John Alden from the Authentic Pilgrim Restaurant.
So we made a reservation for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
That sounds great. It's my favorite holiday. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we have a traditional pilgrim meal ready for everyone with a fixed menu. And
as long as I can take some leftovers home, I'm happy.
Oh, lots of leftovers. There's always lots of leftovers.
Thanksgiving, of course there is.
Yes, we have an authentic meal prepared for everyone. What the pilgrims actually ate on the Mayflower, on their journey to the New World.
What do you mean, what the pilgrims actually ate? No, we can't know.
Yes, historically accurate.
It's also historically accurate that I have a daughter who's, gluten intolerant. Do you want to tell me what the meal is? Because this is actually... This is important because Sarah can't eat certain things. But
there are some excellent gluten-free options here, actually. Some of the appetizers, Mayflower, some of the things that would keep well on a long journey, honey, hard cheeses, olives, garlic, dried lentils, salted anchovies, all that you can eat.
Are you kidding me? That's our Thanksgiving.
We do have the bread course. The pilgrim's main diet actually was a cracker-like biscuit. So we have some biscuits. They're called hardtack. Very delicious. Probably not gluten-free.
Okay, wait a minute. Dude, my daughter's not going to eat hard-packed bread and salted anchovies and old cheese for Thanksgiving.
We also have salt pork, some dried meats, pickled foods.
Cranberries, you have potatoes, you have sweet potato pie. I mean, this is what we eat on Thanksgiving.
For the journey, those kind of foods would not keep on a vessel. So we have a very authentic, in fact, fresh meat and dairy spoiled quite easily and could not be taken along. So we have a selection of dried fruits, like raisins.
What?
Do you like raisins?
Spoiled very quickly. You know what? This does not sound...
Some hasty pudding.
This does not sound like what we want for our Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Well, the main course is very delicious. Main course, we have...
What's the main meal?
It's a dried cow tongue that's been salted. We have dried legumes, fermented fish sauce called garum. Very historically accurate.
You have a dried cow tongue. Where's the turkey?
A lot of people don't know that turkey was not actually served at the first Thanksgiving.
Okay, you know what? My 9-year-old daughter doesn't need to know that, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to cancel our reservation.
Well, this was paid in advance. Debbie paid in advance for everyone's reservation, so it is all paid up.
How much are you charging for this Thanksgiving meal, buddy?
It's $39.99 per person, so that's... And, of course, the primary beverage. I don't know if you knew this. Even the children, they all drank beer. So we have beer only.
My kid's not drinking beer at Thanksgiving. She's 9 years old. Cancel the reservation, okay? I don't know which credit card to use, but cancel the reservation. I don't even know how you get people to your restaurant. What the hell is this?
This is an authentic, historic Thanksgiving meal.
This is my favorite holiday. It falls 2 days before my birthday. I want you to cancel our reservation, okay? It's America, okay? This is why the pilgrims came over. Just cancel it. Are we done here?
Well, you should speak with Debbie before we cancel anything.
What happened to the accent?
Well, this is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. Joel?
Oh, my God.
This is a Brian Bell buster. This is your birthday. Debbie wanted to say happy birthday and knows how much you love your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, whoa. Wow, I guess I should have known with the cow tongue crap, right? Oh, my God.
But we just wanted to say happy birthday and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
I will never listen again, but thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hey, win some, you lose some.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.